Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever you call the Lord, in the area that he's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I don't know nobody, nothing else, amen, that can restore me like the Lord. God will give you strength and put in your spirit and put people around you that you never thought, amen, could bless your soul. I didn't know nothing about Dr. Johnson, amen, but there was a lady, a great woman of God by the name of Dr. Mary Lacey that the Lord sent through us, amen, for a season, and she pulled a lot of them in, amen, praise the Lord, and we weren't even, I knew her, she knew me, I knew her as a woman, she knew me as a woman. But God put in a spirit to tell me you need to be well line. I thank God. I thank God. I put my hat off, take my hat off of my and salute you, ambassador. Amen. For that was a part of the plan for us. Amen. That was he say, you don't know the thoughts that I have or the plans that I have. You people of God, stay on the pole, stay on the wall, because you don't know what God have in store for you if you wait upon him. Don't run ahead of the spirit. I've had to eat humble pie so, yeah, with my people about Sunday, amen, when I was coming up, especially a woman preaching, you know, and everything, I've had to take a lot of things, amen, bitter pills, sweet, and people talking about me and everything. They told my husband, your wife is crazy, all of that kind of stuff, amen, but you know what? I did not come off the wall, and them same people that call me crazy and something wrong with me, were like Nicodemus by night, amen. It could have been dead daylight, but by night they calling me up to pray for them because they knew something in my prayer life was stirring them up. They want the real deal, amen. When you around silly people all day and they pulling you down and telling you, don't you do that. Crazy, all the cliques in the church and everything. I always been my own identity, and my husband was very peculiar. Amen. And all them crazy people you be with, and you lose your anointed, and then they're the ones that telling you what to do and what not to do. You need to have a sound mind and know what to do for yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Loving my family last night. The reason why they always say you're different than the rest, amen, praise the Lord. Well, they could be different too, amen, if they walk by God's standards and hold up the bloodstained banner of the Lord. I wasn't there at the hospital, amen, when my children, when my nieces and nephews, dad died. Now, my sister was married to him, amen, and she'd been gone a while, and he remarried, but she had the most kids, and he still is my brother-in-law, and they wanted to tell me that I wasn't there. Well, I was where I had to be at, amen, in ministry. And God, I was praying for you all while you were crying. I stopped my service to pray for them. I'm where I need to be at this time, because even with much as I know about God, my little frail body, my little fragile spirit, amen, praise the Lord, I couldn't let you weigh me down. I need to be charged up in the spirit. Y'all don't hear me today. Yeah. Y'all don't realize the anointing of rest is over you, but you got to pull up the anointing. Amen. And if you ain't got nobody to help you lift up the name of Jesus, the pull is greater. Oh, help me, Lord. The weight of the world. Amen. I believe it was Jesus that said that the weight of the world, the government, was on his shoulder. And that's a message all by itself. Yeah, that's where taxes came in, y'all. Had to pay that. The government was on his shoulder. And can you imagine that the whole whole world is on his shoulder. And I don't know nobody that can handle it. Oh, my God, like Jesus. Somebody out there, amen, this morning, you need restoration. What you're going through, amen, is beating you up.
Yeah.
Amen. It's got you so messed up until you can't even think straight. Yeah, Christians are like that. Amen, because we have to come to a point in our life as you grow that I can't do nothing about it unless I turn it over to Jesus. You got favor and you got avenues that you're not using your resource in the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why you got to bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Don't you know when you bless the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. Something about when someone encourages you and tell you, amen, that you did a wonderful job. I thank God for you. It builds up your ego. No, you don't get the big head, but positive within your spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. It allows, amen, you to crank up. Y'all don't know about the old cranking up cars that when they stop, amen, they would tell, get somebody in the car, and they would do something down there and say, start it now, and it'll start. It's trying to stop, but it won't start. Let me use this for an example. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I had to have a new washer and dryer some time ago because I had a water flood in my basement, and it took the motor out. The washer and dryer, it's brand new. Nobody really used my washer and dryer but me. Let me tell you, don't let all them children that don't understand and jerk on the agitator and all of that, amen, praise the Lord, and mess up your what. Nobody used it but me and my daughter. Most of the times it's me.
Uh-huh.
And as I finished my laundry, I decided to put the last dose in rug on my backbone. It would not move. Amen. Praise the Lord. The light was on the current. The light wasn't coming. It's my head. You could hear it trying to start, but it will not start. I'm here at the day Tuesday night, so I decided it's still up under warranty. And I decided yesterday I better call, amen, the store where it came from to let them know what's going on. Oh, help me, God. Well, it's just like that in the spirit. You can hear the starting of that car trying to start.
Yeah.
And sometimes it took 4 to 5 minutes, but sometimes they'll say, just wait a while. It's going to start. Amen. That's what Isaiah is telling us. Just wait for the while. Amen. Don't run ahead of it. Don't get a bill that you don't need. Oh, God, help me. Don't walk out of the ark of safety. Sometimes God allow those things to happen so you could call on the Lord. I didn't call them right away. They was open on Sunday, but I didn't call them Sunday. Amen. I was into something else, and I was just glad I got what I had washed done. And one thing I know, I got sunshine out on my back porch, and I know how to hang up clothes. Amen. Some of you young women don't know nothing about that, but I do. Amen. Sometimes my linen, I like for the sunshine to dry because it's vitamins in sunshine. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm here to tell the short message before we close out today. Wait on the Lord. Don't jump ahead of the Holy Spirit. The Lord may want to talk to you while you're going through. Amen. You may want to talk to the Lord. You might have missed something out of the Lord that you didn't know about him before. Amen. You might have may not know that he's a present help in the time of trouble. You may not have known if you had not waited on the Lord for restoration. Amen. He said, I'll give you peace in the midst of a storm. How God can give you peace in the midst of a storm. He did for me. He do it for me all the time. Amen. How can God, amen, you may not have known all of that about the Lord. You may not have known he talked about the 23rd Psalm the other day that the Lord heals your shepherd. Amen. Some of you all are call your brother, call your mama, call the father, call a friend, call everybody before you call Jesus. Let Jesus tell you how. Amen. He's not saying he can't do it, but that person may have what you want. Because when you call them and you stressed out, they don't even know how to help you right now. Call on the Lord. Chief, I'm not questioning it, but I tell everybody I'm mostly alone by myself. I know a lot of people, amen, but a lot of people ain't in my house. Amen. I know them outside. I talk to them just little on the phone. But God knows why I'm where I am. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I have more of a relationship with the Lord now than ever before. Amen. Because I'm not going up and down to the hospital. I spent most of my marriage in the VA hospital. My husband was a sick man. Amen. And most of my time was at the hospital, doctor's report, looking at the medicine. I'm not complaining because I stayed with my husband to death. Amen. But I look at my now and say that God allowing me now to enjoy the fruit of my labor. Oh, praise the Lord. Anna wasn't married. Amen. At the last stage. I don't see nowhere where she was married. But the Lord set Anna aside to minister unto the people. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. They trusted in Anna's prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. They Ruth trusted in Naomi. She went with her. Amen. After both of their husbands died, she said, I'll lounge with you. I'll go where you want to go, because her mother-in-law was a great influence for her. The mother-in-law could have been selfish and say, I don't want her to marry nobody else. She was married to my son. But the Lord used her to bless Ruth. Yeah, glory to God. I don't want nothing to distract me now from where my journey is with the Lord. Amen. Because I know the greater is still yet to come. Because what God has for you, people of God, it is for you. But during my journey, amen, I have picked up more in my storehouse of prayer. I have picked up more of my storehouse and peace. I have, amen, picked up more, amen, of encouraging somebody on the way. I have picked up more for being a giver and not just a receiver. I've picked up more, amen, of restoration in my spirit. You need restoration to encourage someone. Nobody's going to go to someone and they look like a lime is more bitter than a lemon. They say, don't be a bitter lemon. You really don't want to be a lime or a lemon. Amen. And if you're in that category with your spirit, amen, you need some restoration. You need to pick it up in your spirit. Pick up your walk. Pick up your spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord, because God want to bless you. Amen. I am, amen, out of Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. I wish we were virtual sometime, because you'll see this ain't coming from nothing that I wrote. God is speaking to me right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I've done this message before, but it ain't the same anointed when I've done it before. Amen. You'll pick up, praise the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, on the wayside. You will pick up a mighty God we serve. Amen. You will pick up some songs that nobody sang to the Lord but you. I told y'all I sang a lot. Amen. And if everything was recorded what I sang, I would be a great songwriter and a singer with it because I sing a lot. Amen. When I found out that you're supposed to sing spiritual psalms unto the Lord, P-S-A-L-M. You can go in the book of Psalms. It's 150th psalm. And I tell you, you can make your own music in the Lord. You ought to have the joy bells on the inside. There are songs that I like that others sing. Amen. But then there is another song in my heart that the angels have not heard. Only God knows what my heart is singing. Pick you up today, some restoration. Don't let it weigh you down. Don't let it cause you to lose your joy, your peace, your tenacity in the Lord. Pick up, amen, your timing for some restoration. Amen. Some of you don't come on until when the service is almost over. Amen. Praise the Lord. Set yourself in order. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be a watchman on the door for the Lord. Be a doorkeeper. I believe one scripture say, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell within the tents of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Just being a doorkeeper. Amen. And there's another message behind that, but I'm trying to build up. Don't let people put you down. Amen. You know, let me say this, and I'm almost done. Amen. Just for this moment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't let color or race, amen, put you down. See, when I came along, amen, I came along, a little slavery was still there. And they always lacked the fair-skinned women and men. Amen. Praise the Lord. No disrespect to you, Chief, but I always thought you remind me in the spirit of how David looked, because the Bible said that David was godly and good to look upon. God didn't make David ugly. He didn't make none of us ugly. He made David. That's why he was a pilfer in the Bible. Amen. He had no problem with women. Amen. Because they looked at his goodness and his good looks. Amen. Mm. Praise the Lord. And my mother always told me that opposites attract. Amen. And sometimes we in our judgment, and I've done it, I have people laugh, and I say, I look at some people and say, how in the world he picked her, or how in the world she picked him, and it's what you bring to the table. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. What you got in your hand? Amen. He asked Moses, amen, and I'm closing out. Moses didn't know how to depart the sea for them to walk on dry land. And the Lord told him, well, Moses, what is that in your hand? Oh, my God, what you got in your hand? Amen. And that stick that Moses had in his hand, God turned that stick and being the absolutely restoration for them to cross over to dry land. Can I leave you with this thought today? What you got in your hand? What you got in your spirit? What you got that God can use, my God, to bring you to a point of restoration? I do believe every valley that you go through, there is a mountaintop. And you take that, what you have learned, to bless somebody else. In my ministry now, the things that I went through in my yesterday is a message for me to bring up people into this day's on time message. I was sharing with my nieces on last night, and I told them, you all had it made coming up. What you mean by that, Auntie? I say, I didn't even know no better. Amen. But I wasn't raised on fast food. I wasn't raised, praise the Lord. We shared everything. I never had a room by myself, let alone a bed by myself. Amen. And I didn't know any better because my parents made it work, and we were happy people. Amen. I say, it wasn't a lot in the area where I live. I was in a small, amen, a little country place in Florida. And it wasn't a lot there, but it was a lot of Jesus, and it was a lot of love there. Now you all can explore the world. We can't just leave home without our parents' permission. Amen. Oh, y'all, let me stop right here. Amen. But Jonah thought he could leave home without his dad's permission, but he found himself in the belly of a whale. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't ever leave without having restoration to follow you. Don't ever leave without having surely goodness and mercy to follow you. Don't never leave unless you have the blessings of the Lord. When I left the church, amen, where me and my husband was there for 20 years, we had the blessing of the pastor. He anointed us out of the house as pastors and gave us a big celebration. I had the blessings of the Lord. I took restoration with me. I took, amen, the joy of the Lord with me. I took peace in the midst of a storm. I picked up, amen, on the side in my list some people that trusted me to bring the word of God. Amen. I got people that was in ministry long before me and calling me up, amen, to give them a word from the Lord. Oh, God, help me on this morning. Don't just stay there and lie there and let the enemy eat you up. And get rid of the cattle worm, amen, the palmer worm. Get rid of all of that stuff so God can use your restoration. Ask God to give it to you. I often have to ask the Lord, restore right to me, amen, because as many blessings as you throw out, the enemy comes back to try to take them back. But the devil is the thief. God bless you all on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I place a prayer over your people today, God, these your people that has been up under the sound of my voice and what you have given unto me, I pray, oh God, that they would receive their blessing. The blessing of being restored is a great thing. We are not people of God that is down. We are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're looking forward and not looking behind. God, we thank you today. If there's anyone that is sick today, God, we pray that you restore back to them their health. Restore back to them their joy. Restore back to them, oh God, everything that the enemy took for them. God, double bless them in the name of Jesus. We thank you today for our leaders, Lord. Keep on blessing Chief Ambassador. We stand in proxy with him for his church. We stand in proxy with him for his finances. We stand in proxy with him for his health in the name of Jesus. We stand in proxy with Lady Betty, Dr. Lady Betty, this morning, that you keep on blessing her, God, and give her witty inventions. Oh, God, you give to the woman things that people cannot even understand how they can do it, God. And I thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep on letting her baking and cooking and blessing her husband, blessing her children and her grandchildren, the church, amazing grace, peace of amazing grace, oh God, and first fruit. And oh yeah, my ministry is peace of God. Yeah, it wasn't a mistake. You put it out there. My ministry, I'm a part of the remnant. And God, we thank you today, and we give you glory. We give you honor. God, I pray today that you bless my family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless those that are hurting over their dad, over their granddad, their great-granddad, and even his wife. Oh, God, touch her on today. We lift up the Williams family. And we pray, oh, God, so many people are going through, we're grieving through death. But, oh, God, it's appointed once unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. And when you put the final benediction on us on this earth, it's hello in the morning. And, God, we thank you today. We thank you for life, health, and strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, everybody. Amen. 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 Chief, I turn it back to you, sir. Again, thank you. It blesses me to be restored. restored as well. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. That was, you just heard Prayer Ambassador Dr. Bishop Patricia Stern. Amen. From North Chicago, Illinois. And Bishop, you blessed us again. Thank you so very, very much. And those on the line, I'm going to ask you now to allow the Lord to bless you in a very, very gracious way. Allow him to bless you through your giving. And some people wonder why they are having lack in their life. It's because of your daily routine. And you have practiced not giving. And when you practice not giving, God will let a practice of no harvest come into your life. Amen. Those who have great harvest have a practice of sowing seed. Amen. You have to sow seed in order to reap a great harvest. And the greater seed you sow, the greater harvest you reap. The more uncommon seeds that you put in the lie, into the ground, rather, the more. Illinois, North Chicago, come to Illinois. Put the zip code 600-64. 60064. And if you send it there, she ought to be able to get it. And I'm sure she needs it. She's a widow now. And the Lord told us to bless the widows in the name of Jesus. 2037 Green Bay Road in North Chicago, Illinois, 60064. All right, we've had a great day. Dr. Cummings, why don't you come and give us our scripture reading before we go?
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Matthew, and we're reading chapter 12 on today. One chapter is 12 on today is your reading assignment. Back into your hands, G.
Isn't that beautiful? 12. Amen. All right. Come on, Dr. Anita Fries, and tell us about the all-night shut-in.
The all-night shut-in is Wednesday, October the 27th at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everyone is invited. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Give us a representative of the Youth Prayer Line. Amen. Dr. Brown, or Dr. Gildersleeve, Dr. Grace Emanuel, Dr. Tysha Steele, what are y'all? Give us an announcement about the Youth Prayer Line. All right, the Youth Prayer Line will be on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. And we want to be present for that. To the Lord has ask for your grandchildren, your children, or get them on there so they can be bountifully blessed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All right, let me announce, I'm getting ready to come to the Pine Bluff, Arkansas area. Pine Bluff, Arkansas area. I'll be there on the 10th of October, amen. That would be this Sunday night, 10th of October, and I'll be there for a revival. I try to convince them to let me stay home. Didn't want to go, ask me anywhere, not just to Pine Bluff or anywhere. I just didn't want to go anywhere. But they said, you know what, if God wants to come. I told them, I'm not an entertainer. You know, this crowd nowadays wants to entertain it. And I said, sometimes I don't even tune up. And I said, you sure you can find some professional evangelists? But they said they pull all kind of gimmicks. I said, I'm not a gimmick man. They said, that's why we're on the phone talking to you, Chief Ambassador, because we need you. in a revival. So I'll be coming there this Sunday night, October the 10th, through Wednesday night, October the 13th. Amen. Meet me there, you who are in Arkansas. It's going to be held at the Trinity Annex building. Amen. In Pine Bluff. That's 2900 West 6th Street. Amen. Down the street, not too far from Trinity Church of God in Christ. Most of you all in Arkansas would know where that is. All right. Meet me there on Sunday night, October the 10th. And I'll be there the Wednesday night, October the 13th. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. Thank you again, Bishop Stern, for the word of God, for blessing our hearts and minds today. And we feel restored. Amen. Thank God. Hopefully all of you are restored. You have to listen. And you have to have your receptacles open to receive when God is giving the word out. And we thank God for it in the name of Jesus. All right, all minds clear. Okay, we've had our announcements, and we've had our scripture reading, and we've had the announcement of all lights shut in. Come on, Dr. Teresa Steele, tell them about Wednesday night and Sunday. If you're there, amen. Are you there? In your hands, if you're there.
Yes. Good morning. I'd like to invite anyone who doesn't have a church home to call into the prayer line to fellowship with Amazing Grace International, where our very own chief ambassador is the presiding pastor.
Oh.
You can fellowship with them on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Bible studies, on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for church service. And if you're in the Kansas City area, you can fellowship with them in person. I promise you, you'll have an amazing time with Amazing Grace. And we ask that you keep our chief in prayer as he will be traveling this weekend. Just keep him in prayer on that God gives him traveling mercy. Back into your hands, Chief.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very, very much. All right, all of us, we've had a great, great day, and we appreciate Bishop Stern again. Amen. Thank her for grace in our presence, and we appreciate her very, very much. All right. Thank God. And don't forget anything. I don't think so. Uh-huh. Some of you all know everything I've forgotten. Jump in there and let me know what it is. But thank God. Maybe I'll mention my book. Don't forget the cure for the coronavirus. Amen. Thank God for it. If you'd like to have one, amen, I'd like to give you a few on consignment. That means we'll send them to you, and you just let the Lord use you to sell them, and then render the money back to our ministry. Thank God. We decided that we would give the first several thousand book sales to Amazing Grace. We're helping to renovate our church and our headquarters. Amen. And it's going to be beautiful. It's gorgeous. And we thank God for it in Jesus' name. Now, again, remember Bishop Stern. Be a blessing to her. And the Lord bless you. When you make things happen for others, God will make things happen to you. If you want God to consider your vision and consider your heart's desires and consider your purpose, why don't you help him and he'll remember your purpose? Amen. And help you. If you help him with his bride, he'll help you with your bride. If you help him with his church, he'll remember and help you with your church. If you help him with his home, he'll remember to help you with your home. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Let me just pray for you as we go. Father, look on all these precious people. Bless them in the city and in the field. Bless them coming out. They're going out and they're coming in. Bless that son. Bless that daughter. Bless that entire family. Bless that bereaved family. God, you know how you need to comfort them. And many of them need to be restored. And I pray that you help them to be restored in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you again for what you've done for them and for what you're going to do today and even throughout the rest of the week. I want to thank you for it. We appreciate you. And nobody do what you do, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. I pray and ask you for it. And let me say something before I go, Lord. I believe you, Lord, and we believe you. We're people who believe in you. We realize that your greatest pleasure in life is to believe or to believe, to be believed, to be believed by your people. God, your people believe in you. And your greatest pain in life is to have people doubt you. God, we don't doubt you. We know too much about you. We certainly don't doubt you. We believe you, Lord. Believe everything you said. And we believe in your blood in the name of Jesus. We believe in everything you're doing and saying to us. Thank you for the visions. And thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do through us and for us in the future. God, I see the future is brighter. Oh, God, some people think that we've had great strides, and we have in you, Lord, but it's nothing compared to what you're going to do in the future. We believe this, Lord. And I believe you gave it to us. And so, therefore, it's done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for restoring everything that the palmer worm, the canker worm, and the locust have tried to eat up. And God, you restore it, and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you. Be dismissed today. And thank God for you being here. Go get you a good breakfast. Or whatever the Lord needs you to do. But you are dismissed. God bless you. We love you. Thank God. Amen. Thank you again, Bishop Stan.